Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam, Hilchos Isurei Bia, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Aleph, Chapter 13, Law 1. Bishlosh Dvarim Nichnasu Yisrael Labris. There were three things that had to happen to have the Jews enter the covenant with God. To show that there was that they were different from the other nations of the world and exclusively to Hashem. And the three were, and this is all prior to giving the Torah at Sinai. Yes, b'mila, with circumcision, utfila, going to the mikvah, a korban, and bringing a korban. He will elaborate now, in the next few halachas, these three things. Beis, mila. What was mila that happened over there? Mila was, ha'isim mitzrayim, it was in Egypt. Shenemar, it says, by the korban Pesach, in last week's parsha, v'chol arel lo yochal bo. An uncircumcised person cannot eat the Korban Pesach. So how were the Jews able to eat the Korban Pesach? Obviously, they would have to circumcise themselves. So therefore, what happened? Mol osam Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu had to circumcise all of them, or not just him, but through his orders and his delegates.
He was
born circumcised, and also the tribe of Levi was circumcised. So, Moshe was born circumcised. That's his son. He was born circumcised. However, what was the problem? Shekulam, that all the people, until that time, beat Lubris Mila Mitzrayim. They nullified the mitzvah of Bris Mila, Chutz Meshevet Levi, except for the tribe of Levi. Now, Levi, they did have a Mila. Okay, so it wasn't Moshe alone, because how would he be able to circumcise, 600,000 men in one day? So obviously he had the tribe of Levi helping him out. Valzen Emar, that's what the Pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim, Ubrischa Yinsoru, when the blessing of Levi was given by Moshe, it says, and your covenant they upheld. Meaning the tribe of Levi circumcised themselves the entire time they were in Egypt. Gimel.
Wait, one question. What about Avraham?
That wasn't a nation. Avraham circumcised himself, but when the Jewish people became the Jewish nation to be separated from all the nations of the world, they all circumcised themselves.
But the family always did.
It stopped for more than 80 years in Egypt. Yeah. People stopped circumcising themselves. So now as the Jewish people are beginning to be forged into a nation. Remember, until the book of Bereishis is the book of the patriarchs. It's not the book of the Jewish nation. The Jewish nation, the Jewish people as a group, entered the covenant by, number one, circumcising themselves. Gimel, utvila ha'isuba midbar, cut them out in turn. They had to go to the mikvah before they got the Torah as well. Shenemar, because what does Hashem tell them to do 3 days beforehand? V'kidashtem hayom u'mochor v'chipsu simlosam. Sanctify yourselves today and tomorrow and wash your clothing. Well, wash your clothing, what's that for tumah? And Gemara says like this, in a place, let's say a situation where you don't have to wash your clothes, let's say certain a Balkari where he had an emission, and it says he has to go to the mikvah, even though he doesn't have to wash his clothes. So certainly, in a situation where you got to wash your clothes because of Tumah, certainly you have to go to the mikvah. So therefore, since they had to wash their clothes for Tumah, they had to go to the mikvah as well. So that's the inference that they went to the mikvah. Don't ask me what mikvah they went to in the desert. Maybe it was from the well of Miriam. I don't know what kind of halachic mikvah in the desert you had, but they had some kind of a mikvah. The korban, and what was the korban that was brought? Shenemar says, Vayishlach esnare b'nei Yisrael vayalu olus. They sent the young ones of the Jewish people, and they brought korbanos al yedei kol Yisrael. On behalf of all the Jewish people, he grew them, they brought them as messengers, and they brought korbanos. So those are the three things the Jews did before they could become Jews. Dalit. V'chein l'daros. And so it is for all generations afterwards. When a non-Jew wants to enter the covenant and to be come and place himself under the sheltering wings of the Shekhinah, the Kabbalah of old Torah, wants to accept upon himself the yoke of Torah, tzorech, he needs the following, mila utvila v'artzos korban, circumcision, mikvah, and bringing a korban. Vimnikevim, what if it's a woman? Okay, you can get away with two of them. Tvil of a korban, going to the mikvah and bringing a korban. Shenemar, as it says in the Torah, kochem, like you, kager, like the ger. In other words, ma'atem b'milu tvil v'artzos korban, just like when you as a nation became Jews. You have circumcision, mikvah, and a korban. Afager ledaras b'milu tefilah v'artzos korban. Same thing with a convert for all future generations. Needs those three things. First milah, then tefillah, and then the korban. Now the question is, what kind of korban does a convert bring? Halacha A. Uma korban hager. What's the korban of a ger? It's an ola, a burnt offering. Olas behema, either you bring a domesticated animal, as an ola to be totally burnt, or shnei torm, or shnei b'nei yona, or two turtle doves, or what do they call it? Pigeons for that. Ushneim ola, they're both an ola. Hi. Ubismana zeh shen she korban. Nowadays there's no korban. You're going to say no convert can be a convert now? There's no korban to be brought? No. Tzar milu tvila, he has to go to the mikvah and do circumcision before that. And ukashibana beis hamikdash, when they will build the beis hamikdash, yavi korban, he will have to bring a korban.
All the previous converts?
Any convert who's convert now, when the beis hamikdash is built, will have to bring a korban.
So he has to go back like any...
Just like anyone who's done an aveira now. If you've been mechal shavus by mistake, you have to bring a korban machantas. When the beis hamikdash is built, you've got to bring a korban machantas.
Not for any subsequent ones, but all the past ones too.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. That's what the Gemara there, when the rabbi wasn't supposed to, they said, don't read by the light on Friday night. Where I said, I'll read and I won't tilt. And he tilted, so when the basement was built, I have to bring a korban. So all these converts, they all got a korban. He doesn't can't have any complaints, there's no basement. They're all going to bring korbanos.
Wow.
Okay, Vav. Ger Shemol Velotava. What if a convert circumcised himself but didn't go to the mikvah? Otava Lamal. Or went to the mikvah but didn't circumcise himself. Ain't no gear. He's not considered a convert until he does both circumcision and mikvah. And he has to go to the mikvah in front of three people. Alright? That functions as a bezdin, as it were. Okay? In front of three people. They derive this, from a pasuk in Bamidbar, that the Gemara, the Yavama says a ger has to be done before three people, his judgment, where it says, Mishpat echad yel lachem v'lager. It's one judgment for you and for the convert, and a judgment is not for less than three people. So the convert needs a judge, a bezdin of three to perform this. That's a critical component. And there have to be three kosher judges. Right, so that's why all non-Orthodox conversions, by definition, for any other reasons, notwithstanding, by the fact that you don't have three kosher people in a bezdin, it's not going to work. Now that it needs a Jewish court of law, therefore all the laws of courts apply, such as you don't take him to the mikvah on Shabbos or Yontif, because courts are not open on Shabbos and Yontif. You don't make any judgments. V'lo b'layla, not at night either. We don't begin judgments at night. V'imhit bilu, but what if they did take him to the mikvah at night? Then, harei zager is a ger, because b'dieved, if you do the mikveh at night, it's okay, since he already accepted the mitzvahs beforehand and circumcised himself. In other words, since if he circumcised himself, he said he went to the mikveh at night, means he circumcised himself in the day. He accepted mitzvahs in the day. So as we know in a Jewish court, if you started a monetary court case in the day, then you can finish it at the night. So over here, if he did everything he needed to in the day and just left over mikveh at night, then that's okay. After the fact, that's okay. But you shouldn't do it, but that's okay. But Shabbos can't be done at all. Zion. Ger Katan. What about a non-Jewish Katan? It's about a case where parents convert, they have little kids. Well, you got to convert them too, but there's a big difference over there. The little kids are, let's say, a baby. Going to ask the little baby, okay, do you want to be Jewish? Do you accept all the mitzvahs of yourself? Goo goo gaga. So it's not going to help you much. So what's going on? So we have to go to the mikvah al das bezdin on the recognition, on the cognizance of the bezdin. What does that mean? Shishus hilo. It's a merit for the non-Jew. We have a rule. Let's say I'm in the street and I find $1,000 bill and I don't need it, but I have a poor friend who needs it. I can pick it up and I can be zocha it. I can acquire it for the other guy, even though he didn't send me, because it's something I'm sure he'd want to have. Normally you have to appoint someone as your agent to do something for you. But if we know it's for his benefit, I can make myself his agent without him knowing it. Because it's for his benefit. It's called zochen la'adam shelo b'fonav. You're being married to a person, not in his presence. So the same thing over here, the bezdin will convert the child without asking him. Because really, it's for his benefit to be a Jew. So therefore they can do this.
Is it always so, Rabbi? I mean, for example, if he doesn't keep...
So we'll have to wait till he gets older to see if he wants to keep it when he's over bar mitzvah, if he still keeps it.
It may not be to his benefit.
Okay, but generally speaking, it's more beneficial to be a Jew than not. Okay, so we just don't pluck goyim out of orphanages and dunk them in the mikvah and make them Jews. Obviously, we don't do that.
Others might.
But when there's situations where it's necessary, let's say the parents have converted and they have a little baby, then, you know, what are you going to do? They're going to raise a non-Jew in their home. It's got to be Jewish.
And he's going to apply to an adopted child.
And applies an adopted child, same thing. So you can do that. And it's a merit for him. Muberes shinis gaira. What about a pregnant woman who converts, vitov, and goes to the mikvah, and then she has a child afterwards? So the child was conceived as a goy, with a goy, let's say. And now the woman, while pregnant, goes to the mikvah, converts totally. Now she has the kid. Ein b'no tzarech tefillah. Her child does not need to go to mikvah, because when she went to the mikvah, the baby was inside of her, and the baby was part of her. It's connected to the woman. Since it's connected to the woman, it's as if the kid was converted straight away.
So is the kid considered a convert?
A who?
A convert? Is the kid a convert, or a convert, or is the kid considered a Jew? No, I'm not doing that.
It's a good question.
That is a good question.
Like, when is the neshama changed when you're like, for the adult, who goes in a mikvah?
Once she comes out of the mikvah,
it's a good question. Let's say the baby's a girl, like a girl, a convert can't marry a kohen. So if a girl, is it considered a girl? Okay, so we'll have to, I'll have to look more into that.
Why would she be a convert, though?
Well,
it's a new Jewish neshama once she comes out of the mikvah.
Well, no.
Well, what about any convert? A convert cannot marry a kohen. That's straight law.
Yes.
That's the law. Can't marry
a Jew, but they're not a convert.
All right, so the question is, would the daughter that she was pregnant with be considered? I don't know. I have to look that up. It's a good question.
Well, would the child be have to go through the same thing at bar mitzvah, like the
no
baby?
It would seem it went together with her.
It seemed no.
You know, it went together. Yeah, what's the difference if the kid was born later? Right, kid was born a year later. We don't ask any questions. So the kid was born totally as a Jew. The kid was born totally a Jew.
The kid's born 6 months.
To the question, to me, it would seem he's not a convert either. But we'll have to double check.
What if that kid had another kid next generation?
So that's no problem.
That's no problem.
And for sure, that's
for sure, good.
If the mother converted before she conceived,
then for sure the kid is a child of a convert, but is not
a child of a convert. Is not prohibited.
It's not a convert. Not a convert.
For coin.
I believe so, yeah. Okay, let's continue. What if... Okay, so now... So the kid doesn't need to go to the mikvah. Now... It seems from the commentary that the tefillah of the mother helped for the baby. So I'll have to look further into that. All right, now next case. What if... Tovo beino levei natsus yar? What if the guy on his own... He didn't go in front of a bezin. He said, I want to keep all the mitzvahs. I'm going to do everything. He goes to the mikvah and converts. Alone. Or let's say he does it even in front of two people. Okay. In front of two people. Now, he does both. Now the commentators add, he did two things not in front of the Bezdin. He went to the mikvah and he converted. There's another point over there. The guy has to accept through the mitzvahs and all that stuff. You know, that's the real conversion over there. Accepting all the mitzvahs and going to the mikvah besides circumcision. But he did those two between himself, right? Since it was between himself, that's not going to help. But if it's only one of them, the commentaries say, without a bezdin, let's say he accepted the mitzvahs in front of three people but went to the mikvah privately, or the reverse, then that will help, as we'll see later in Halacha Yitzayin, because really, going to the mikvah is like accepting the mitzvahs. And since he went for to the mikvah for the purpose of conversion, so then that is good enough. Or if he converted before the Bezin, that itself is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So, but whoever that's helped, even doesn't go to the mikvah in front of the Bezin. So one of the two would be okay. But here we said both of those things he did by himself, or only in front of two, because two is still not considered a Bezin. Ain't no ger, he's not a ger. What if the following, what if he comes to people, Bava Amr, he says, Niskayarti bebezin shall ploni vipiloni. A goy says, listen, I converted in front of so-and-so's bezdin, and they converted me and took me to the mikvah. Ein Neman Lavo Bakol, he's not believed to enter the congregation of Israel, until he brings witnesses that testify. This one, we knew the guy was a goy. We knew the guy was a goy, and he says, by the way, I'm not a goy anymore. You know? Jack, the car salesman now says, now I'm Yankel now. What do you do? I went to Chicago and I converted me, this and that. Very nice. Go bring a letter from the best and then we'll believe you. Otherwise, we're not going to believe you. The chazakah was you were a goy. Now we're going to start believing you're a Jew? There's no reason to believe that.
How many witnesses do you have to bring?
Two kosher Jewish witnesses. Witnesses now. Not people who made him into, not a Bezdin. A Bezdin had to be, two witnesses have to see, we saw this guy be converted in front of a Bezdin of three people. Or the Bezdin itself would sign a document from all three. That's even better than two witnesses. Now the next case is a little bit of a tricky case. For exactly what is the scenario over here, because there's going to be future cases that are clearly a little different. So, see, Ches is a little tricky. Hoya nosui li Israelis. This guy was married to a Jewish woman. Ola Gioris or to a convert. V'yeshobam and he has kids. Now the question is, who is this guy right over here? Is he a guy that we always thought he was a Jew? Not going to be likely because the next halacha seems to indicate that that's the scenario. Another scenario. So it's probably the guy was, what are you going to say? He was, we knew he was a convert, let's say. Or something. But here now he says some indictful information. So I think the case is, we know there's a family, we know the guy's a convert, he's now married to a Jew, and they got kids. Everybody knows he's a convert. Now he comes up and opens his mouth and says, Niskayarti benilu banas. I just want you to know my conversion that I did, I only did it privately. I did it without a bezdin. So now, Nemon lipsol al atzmo. He's believed to make himself posel. Which means what? He can't live with his wife now. Okay? He can't live with his wife anymore because now he said, I really wasn't converted properly. Now, if he goes to Bezdin and converts properly, then he can go back to his wife. Right? I guess, you know, we had assumed that he came to the city, he was a convert, he said, I was converted, and people didn't ask a lot of questions. They thought he was converted properly. He has his wife. He has his kids. Then one day he turned around and said, by the way, you know, my conversion was done privately.
Who would have married?
I don't know any of the details here. That's the problem. The Rambam's not giving us enough details. But clearly the guy now says, you know, I was a convert, but my conversion really isn't according to the standards because it's missing the fact that it wasn't done from a bezin. So therefore my conversion is de facto not good. Fine. So he can make himself possible that he can't be married to his wife. But what about his kids? But he's not believed to make his kids not kosher because we assumed they were kosher Jews.
Isn't the wife Jewish?
The wife was Jewish. So that's one of the questions the commentaries ask. The commentaries ask, what's the chiddush? I think in your notes in the back, they talk about that. What's the chiddush? The wife's Jewish. So they're trying to contrive a case where she also converted, and you have to say there's some issues with her as well. Okay, anyway, but the kids don't get messed up. Because they had a chazak of being good kids. So what does he have to do? The chos is all bezer. So just go to the mikveh again, accept that you're a Jew in front of three people, and then he'll be accepted as a proper Jew. Okay. Alokates. What do we do to know, to assume that someone is a proper convert or not? So let's say, for example, Gioresh Shereinu Noheges B'Darach Yisrael Tamid. You see a female convert, and you see she's doing everything like a Jew. She's doing everything like a Jew. For example, Kigom, Shetit Bolinidasa, she goes to the mikvah. Okay? Now, the commentaries say other things would not necessarily mean she's a Jew. Because maybe they just like doing it. You know, but going to the mikvah, she's got nothing to gain. Because a goya, going to the mikvah doesn't even help. Right. Goya mikvah is absolutely useless for a goya. Because she's not a nida per se. So she's doing things, it means it's kind of a great indication she's Jewish. She really is Jewish. Or, v'tifrosh truma me'yisasa, she separates truma from her dough, creates for similar things like that. V'chein ger shenoig b'derech Yisrael, or let's say a male convert who acts like a Jewish man, shetova l'kirio, he goes to the mikveh after a seminal emission. V'osa komens, he does all the mitzvahs. Hare elu b'cheskas geri tzedek, we assume that they are kosher geri. V'av v'shein shom edim shem edim l'fneishes even though there's no witnesses to say we convert in front of, okay, so we assume they're good Jews. In other words, they say, well, where'd you convert? Well, it was Bezdin, somewhere in Chicago. So who was I? I don't remember. But I know I converted. I converted properly. So we assume they're Jews. Val became a stilal. He barely served his soul. If they want to marry another not Jew, ain masina, so we don't marry them off. Actually, they ate him until they bring witnesses. Or they go to the mikvah in front of us. Since we assumed they were a goy, even though we assumed they're a goy, but the guy said, I'm doing everything the right way, it's not good enough. We can assume they're a Jew. So maybe if he's poor, we should give him tzedakah. And something like that, help him out.
Wouldn't charge him interest.
Yeah, things like that. In other words, things that you have to deal with a Jew, that's right, not charge him interest. But for him to mix with Jews, that already, we'd have to have certainty with that.
What about if he could open a bottle of wine?
There's problems too, right? That's don't mix. Now, here's the case that's a little clearer. Yud. Avomi Shabava Amar. What if a guy comes along, and this guy, we always thought he was Jewish. We always thought he was a Jew. We never thought he was a goy. And one day he offers the following information. Remember, I just want you to know, 60 years ago, Shehoya goy, I was a goy. V'nisgar beBezdin, and I converted in a Bezdin. Do we believe his testimony? A kosher Bezdin. The halacha is never his belief for a famous rule that you remember from some of our Gemaras. Shehapesha asar, hu hapesha hitir. The mouth that made prohibited is the mouth that makes permitted. In other words, if he would have kept his mouth shut, he would have lived out the rest of his years as a Jew, because we all thought he was a Jew. Now, he's the one that provided us with the first bad information that he was a goy. Now, he has no proof to that, but if we believe that, then we have to believe the next line, that he converted. So we'll believe that he is a convert.
Now, how about he hears someone from his town who's coming into town? And he's going to give him away.
Okay, if we know, if there's reasons to suspect that he's doing something wrong, obviously not. But otherwise, but there's no other reason. The guy just out of the blue, we don't have any suspicions. He said something that could be, a problem. But by virtue of the fact that he has made it clear.
Okay, so it's a free will disclosure.
Yeah, free will disclosure. So just like we believe him on one way, you have to believe him the other thing. But this has a few caveats. When do we say this? The Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Yisrael, where it makes sense. Uboshem, in those days, Shecheskas HaKol Shom Cheshko, where everybody really were Jews over there. In other words, everybody was Jews. There's no reason to think he wasn't a Jew. He says he's a Jew. Fine. But if he's from a foreign land, okay, and Jews don't have so much power in those days, then you have to bring a proof. And he can marry a Jewish woman. And the Rambam says, I think that's a little bit of a strictness. Personally, the Rambam says, he feels, even according to the law, even outside of Israel, we believe. If he tells us one thing, we'll believe him the other thing too. But there's a stringency that we apply because of yichus, because of pedigree. So really, according to the law, he should believe even chusaretz, but because of pedigree, we will assume otherwise. See, when we're in Eretz Yisrael, you assume everybody's a Jew. We assume everyone's a Jew in Israel, and when we have our power. So what's the reason to think he's not a Jew? When Chusar is, well, it's a lot of non-Jews in the world. Well, not maybe makes sense he's a non-Jew. So even though we're required to go to business again, really, the Rambam says that's a strictness, and really it's not something you would have to do. Okay, Yudal. Kishem Shemam Apilas Agerim, just like we give a circumcision and take to the mikvah a ger, Kachmam Apilas Avodim Al Tochim in a grave, Lashem Abdus. So too, if you want to get an Eved, a servant, and make him an Eved Knani, you have to circumcise him and take him to the mikvah as well for him to live with Jews. Now, you got to be careful here. Halokeach Eved Minat Goyim. What if you buy a Canaanite slave from another Goy? Now, you gotta understand something. A goy really can't own another goy. You really can't own a person. In the secular world, there was this idea of slavery. But really, according to Jewish law, a non-Jew you can't own a person. People are not ownable. Unless the Torah says you can own an Eved Kanani. But a goy who owns another goy doesn't really own him. As much as he thinks the law of the United States was before 1861, right, or 63, Emancipation Proclamation, right? But really, they owned them. As much as they thought they owned them, Torah says, you don't own anybody. Goyim don't own anybody. So if you can't own anybody, it's hard for you to sell them. And a Jew's going to want to buy a slave from a goy. Well, you're going to give him money, But, you know, the Jew will have to do an active act. The Jew can own the Kevet Kanani, but the Goy can't. So the Jew's got to do something to show his ownership of the new Eved, but the Eved Kanani, if he's fast on the trigger, he can get out of this whole thing. How? Because really, he doesn't belong to the non-Jew. He doesn't belong to the Jew yet either. So there's a little moment when the non-Jew wants to sell the Jew, the non-Jew to the Jew. He can free himself if we're not careful. So what happens? So what if he buys a servant from a goy? The kodam ha'eved, and the servant now jumps ahead. He chaps over ois. The tovel shemichah. He says, "You know, I'm going in a mikvah to be a free man. I want to be a Jew." Kanasma. He can now acquire himself, and he can be out of the game. He can't be acquired anymore because the goy doesn't really own him. And the Jew doesn't really have the ability to buy from the goy what the goy doesn't have for servants. And since the servant himself preceded and went to the mikveh to be free, he made himself free, and the Jew, even if the Jew wanted to buy him, he can't. So the non-Jew can go make himself free. So now, for who? But he has to say, she already, so he has to say, he jumps into the mikveh and he says, "Harini tov v'nechem shemis, I want to convert to be a Jew." In which there's that moment where the non-Jew can get his freedom. He said, "I want to be a Jew." Now, of course, he'd have to be sincere and all these other issues that we could maybe disprove. But if he really sincerely wants to be a Jew, he could do that and get out of this whole mess. So now, and more so, if he told him, what if he just goes in front of the new Jew who wanted to buy him, and the Jew didn't say anything, answer of course, he doesn't have to explain he's converting to be a Jew because the Jew let him do it. So now, Ela Kevan Shetava, but once he goes to Mikvah, Nishtaker, he's free. He's a free man. He can be a Jew. So what does a Jew do to make sure this doesn't happen? Levikav there Tzarech Rabba Latakva, the Jew has to grab him. You grab him, Bamayim, and put him in the water. Achiyala Vehu Tach Shibura. Until he gets up and now he becomes a slave. When the Jew says, "I'm taking the Mikvah because I'm taking the Mikvah to be a slave of mine." That he could do. And he tells the judge, "I'm taking the mikvah to be a slave." That's also a halachically proper thing. Because I bought him from him and I took him right away. Then that will work. And if the Eved does want to get that shtick and go to the mikvah, he's going to do it in front of three rabbis, okay, and in the day like a ger. Shemitzas Gerasu, because it's a little bit of a conversion. It's not a total conversion, because a Canaanite slave who now lives with a Jew has to do mitzvahs like a woman. So he's gone up a level from Goy to Eved Kananis, which, you know, aka like a woman's level, as it were. So it is a bit of a conversion, so he needs these requirements of a Bezdin and these things. And I guess even if he wants to jump, so the question is, if he jumps ahead, how's that going to work? It's, you know, it'd have to be three people there. Well, the truth of the matter is it'd be three people anyway there. Because if the guy wanted to buy him as a slave, he had to have three people there. So I guess the goy is smart. He says, "Hey, they're taking me to the Jewish court. Just three rabbis. Hey, they're going to make me his servant. Hey, I'm jumping right in. I'm converting. Boom." Got the three rabbis there anyway. And he decides to convert. That would be a way to do that. Okay, let's do one more.
I'm not really clear. Especially how that would apply today.
Doesn't apply today. This Eved Kanani we don't have today.
So why would Rambam put it in there? It wouldn't apply when Rambam was there either.
I don't know.
And
I don't know.
Also, I want to say, what's the difference?
He always talks about Eved Kanani.
I know, but if it's not even
I know.
Forward,
can it come back?
Is,
yeah. Can it come
talks
back?
About the Ammonis and the Moabites. They're all mixed up. It's not going to come back.
No, but this could come back, couldn't it?
But what's the difference between a slave and hired help?
An Eved Kanani, it was, you really owned him. You owned an Eved Kanani. That was a law with the Canaanites, that you could own them actually. Because the curse of Canaan is they have to be servants. That's the curse of Noah, gave a curse to Canaan, they have to be servants. So the Torah, that is a special people that they can become your servants. Other people, you know, just have any other person, I can't buy somebody else, I can't buy a goy normally. A Kanani I can buy. An Eved Kanani was meant to be bought. That's their destiny, to be bought. The Kananim only. So we don't have that nowadays. Now the best you could do is hire somebody. You can't own anybody now. You can't make anybody be your Jewish servant and take them to the mikveh and say, "You're my Eved," and this and that. That we don't have anymore. Okay, we'll stop over here. Yeah.
How is it in the conversion for marriage of convenience? Or conversion of convenience for marriage?
So you're right. So we'd have to see, is when you jumped in, were you really serious about this? You really mean
this? He wants to be free. Of course he'll say
no, but he has to be a Jew.
Has to take on.
He's free, and he'd be, does it for a year, and then he.
Okay, so I guess the Beis Din would have to determine if he.
Well, we know his real intent was to be free, not to be a Jew.
Like we said about marriage.
So, you know what? Let's hold on. I mean, it's not going to be good for you tomorrow, but tomorrow he's going to talk about people who convert and we see they don't keep things. What do we do with them? So tomorrow is going to be a very interesting subject because we're going to talk about, you know, people that converted not in front of the right courts and now they're not acting like Jews. How do we deal with them? So that might fit into that. So we'll see that tomorrow. Okay, go ahead, guys.